oxen yoked together to pull the plow or whatever it is they're pulling. And we're being asked to take a yoke. But as we think about this, the one who is doing this and asking us to do it is a taskmaster, but he is not arrogant, overbearing, and harsh. That's not the way Jesus is. He is described as one who is meek, who is humble, and who is gentle. And when I read the descriptions of what his character is like, look at the statement that is made about him in Matthew the 12th chapter and verse 20. The context of this is that they had come to ask Jesus about who he was, and he talks about it in terms of the prophecy of Isaiah 42 and verse 6. Behold, my servant whom I've chosen, my beloved in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not strive, nor cry, neither shall his voice, any man hear his voice in the streets. But look what he says about him. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory. Now these are figures that you might not be so familiar with. When I was young, we went fishing, and most of the equipment we got was a cane pole with a line and a cork and a hook on it. And we would go out and cut these little canes down. Now, when you cut a cane, if it's been bent over, it's worthless, because you try to pick your fish up and it breaks a bend right in the middle, you can't get it out of there. So you throw that thing away. He's describing lives of men. We're sometimes like a broken reed. But the one that is extending this invitation is not saying, you're useless to me, throw it away and discard it. It's like the song says, bring Christ your broken life, marred and torn apart by sin. He won't throw you away. He'll take that bruised reed and cause it to be healed. And then there's the smoking flax. You'd have this head on the end of the flax, and they would sometimes dip it in tar and light it, and then it could give light to those in the house or outside the house where it'd be. But as it began to burn down, it would lose its light, and you'd just have the stench of the smoke. And you didn't like that, so you'd douse it in water, and it was useless anymore. But he said that's not what he does with smoking flax. He takes it and works with it and brings it back to life again. And as you hear these statements made, you're attracted to the character of one who promises to heal the broken reed and to give light and life back to the smoking flax. In chapter 9 and verse 36, we see his compassion spoken of again. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and they were scattered as sheep having no shepherd. And that's the one that Jesus is coming to and saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will be the one that gives you rest. He is lowly in heart. He stoops down, not in a condescending way to scold and rebuke, but rather to help lift up those who are brokenhearted. Men are drawn to a person like that. And I, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to you, to me. And Paul would say about it himself, it is the love of Christ, the love that Christ has for humanity, the love of Christ that made him come down from heaven and live in this wicked earth, the love of Christ that caused him to endure the abuse of men at Calvary, and finally his own crucifixion. It is the love of Christ that constrains us to come unto me, all ye that labor, because who Jesus is. You know, there are some men that are just born leaders. That their love for other people just attracts a following. Jesus was such a leader as that. Men are drawn to Jesus because of who he is. Now look who it is that he said, I have invited to come. There are some unlikely prospects that might be there. Turn back in Matthew the 11th chapter and look at verses 20 and following. Because as we come to this very invitation, Jesus says there are a lot of them that aren't fit to come. Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done because they repented not. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say to you, it would be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which had been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained unto this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. Now you stop and think about what Jesus has just said about who's worthy to receive this invitation. Did you ever think as you were studying the life of Jesus, boy, I wish I'd just lived back then and could have seen the miracles that Jesus did.